all you had to do was run next door and you were right where you could see everybody. But the house was a two-story house in the back, and it had a small front porch. But the thing I remember that I always loved about it the most was that it had a front porch that went across the entire width of the house upstairs, and it had the outside stairs that went up.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, it was, and it was it was really great.
What about some of the rooms in the house, maybe where everyone hung out?
Mainly the living room. The house was separated into two areas because my grandparents lived downstairs. So there was a living room and a smaller room, and I can't remember what it served as then when they were there. And then there was a kitchen on the back side, and probably the smaller room served as their bedroom, I'm not sure, and a bath. And then upstairs there was a room, a front room, like a living room, and two bedrooms, and one big room that was the kitchen, and a back porch, and the stairs came down the back. So it was separated because of the way because my grandparents were there. But after my grandfather died, and after my grandmother eventually moved back to Greenwood and stayed with one of her sons there, and my aunt and uncle took over the whole house and had the whole thing renovated, so it became quite a large two-story house. Wow. But we hung out mainly in the living room downstairs and the kids mainly upstairs, because that was what we called the piano room. My aunt's piano was up there, and we loved to bang on it and play, and that's where we always slept, on pallets and pull-out sofas and whatever. And then the attic fan was up there too, so it was a lot cooler. Mm-hmm. And the porch, and so, we loved the porch. So,
right. What about some of the kinds of furniture you might find in a big living room?
Oh, gosh. Well, she just had regular furniture: a sofa, a recliner, and the TV. But there were radiators, in every room, or little gas heaters.
No central.
No central, no. Because you come in from the cold, and everybody was fighting to stand over the little gas heaters. We stood there all the time because you could turn them up.
Is that the only way the house was heated?
Uh-huh.
Any other?
Gas heaters and all of the... There, upstairs, there was... downstairs were the gas heaters, and upstairs there was a floor furnace. A big... So you had to learn in the wintertime. If you got up in the middle of the night, you had to remember to walk around the furnace, because if you stepped on it, it was hot.
Right.
Had the grates on top. So.
What about in the family room? Were there furnaces, or was there
little gas heaters?
That's interesting. What about a fireplace?
No, they didn't have any fireplaces in that house. The front house had a fireplace in the living room, but I can't ever remember it being used. Seems like it was always blocked up. A lot of times back then in the older houses, they were blocking up the fireplaces with those tin things that go over there. They were kind of decorative. People just, I don't know why. I guess when central heat started coming along, or the gas heaters, people thought, well, oh, we don't need the fireplace anymore, so we don't use it.
Right.
I guess, I don't, who knows?
What about to cool it, the place?
Was
it hot?
You open the windows and turn the fans on.
So, let's see. What about the bedrooms? What kind of things do you find in the bedroom?
Oh, the bedrooms were the most fun for us, because the front bedroom had all of my aunt's things in it. And she had what we call a shift robe. And one side of it was a mirror, and the other side had all of her hats. And that was the most fun, because she would let us get into her shoes and her hats, and